Now you can enjoy MLB Play, the one app with all your favorite free MLB games. Enjoy Beat the Streak, Quick Pick, and more. Enjoy competing against friends. Enjoy unlocking exclusive rewards. Plus, your chance to win $5.6 million. Download MLB Play. Enjoy the app. Enjoy the show. MLB Play. No purchase necessary. Must be 21 or older to enter Beat the Streak, which ends at the conclusion of the MLB regular season or when the grand prize is won. Restrictions apply. See MLB.com/play for official rules.
Forget front row seats. We're taking you into the action on the field and in the dugout with Season 2 of Play Loud. Follow some of the league's biggest stars as we mic them up and get the cameras rolling during some of the hottest matchups of the season. Catch real-time reactions from Juan Soto and Francisco Lindor in the field, and catch all the hilarious conversations between players off the field with unprecedented access. Watch episodes of Play Loud at youtube.com/MLB. Play Loud brings you baseball like you've never seen before.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And we're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. If you need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget and your family, Rocket can. Thank you to super producer and host Dave Shepard. Y'all put the show together. He has helped making sure that everything runs smooth. And speaking of smooth, I'm going to try to be smooth for the next 2 hours. Hanging out here with you. But it's a four-hour show. I get started 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Thank you so much to everybody who tuned in to the first 2 hours. We talked about Nick Saban. We talked about LeBron James. We talked about Derwin James and his new contract with the Chargers. We talked about Mike Zimmer. Yeah, he got the boot from the Minnesota Vikings. He's going to be with Deion Sanders down at Jackson State. Good for Mike Zimmer hanging out with Deion. He used to work with Deion back with the Cowboys when he was just an assistant coach. And good for him. And as we continue on with the show, it's, as I said, it's been fun. Right before the break, we talked about LeBron James and his new two-year, $97 million extension. Yeah, we got to wait 2 more years to see whether or not he'll be able to play with his son, something that he has vowed to do, and something that will be absolutely amazing if he does so. Now that we're closer to the end, real close to the end of LeBron James and his book, you know, how he kind of punctuates it with records and scoring titles and his son and championships, if he can, will be very interesting. It's exciting to see what else he can do here at the back end of his career. As we move forward in the show, as I do every single Wednesday night into Thursday morning, it's going to be time for a new top six list, and I will get there in just a few minutes. You know, last night, and even earlier on in the show, we've talked about football coaches. Why? Well, college is going to be underway soon. The NFL regular season is going to be on the way soon. And there's going to be coaches that are up for criticism just for the next 4, 5, 6 months. They will be picked apart. They're going to be coaches that get fired because of some of their decision-making over the next several months. And so I think it's appropriate, especially after the conversation that we had last night here on air about Bill Belichick and what he's done, what he hasn't done, how he contributed to the New England Patriots' success, and just him and who he is as an overall coach. Times are changing. College and the pros. Your Belichicks, your Carrolls, your Sabins, sure, they can be efficient and be great into their 70s, but it's like the end of LeBron's career. You know, they're closer to the end than they are to the beginning. Coaching, I don't want to call it a young man's game, but we've had younger coaches even come on as well and find and have success. General managers coming on and having success. Guys in their early and mid-30s having success. And so with all the coach talk, it's easy to always take a look at the players in the NFL. But let's go ahead and take a look at the coaches. And so tonight, as I bring you a new top six list, we're going to focus in on coaches. It's the top six coaches in the NFL right now. Not yesterday, not last year, not five seasons ago. If I had to take a look at six coaches that I would want to coach my team right now, these are the guys that I would select. And so let's not waste any time. Let's go ahead and get to the fancy music.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time to get JR's latest top six list, only on the JR Sport Brief.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. It's time for a new top six list. It's something that I do here on CBS Sports Radio every Wednesday night into Thursday morning. It is something that I have been doing on YouTube, on the internet, for the better part of a decade. Welcome to the show. And so tonight we'll take a look at the top six coaches in the NFL. As I just told you guys that I would want right now. And without further ado, let's hit this number right now.
Number six.
This coach in the NFL, he has no problem telling you when it's time to go. This coach in the NFL has no problem being an offensive innovator. This coach in the NFL has zero problem in speaking his mind and getting right to the damn point. He would have already won a Super Bowl. I don't know if the head coach of the team, if maybe even himself, you know, were a little bit more aggressive back in 2017. This head coach, Kyle Shanahan. Yes, I have Kyle Shanahan at number six, my top six NFL coaches for 2022. His overall record as a head coach is sub 500. He started off not winning a damn game in 2017 after his squad, which he helped lead the offense for, the Atlanta Falcons, went to the Super Bowl and lost. Yeah, we know what happened with those New England Patriots. But the fact is, he started off in San Francisco poor. And then he got Jimmy Garoppolo, and then he got hot. And then Jimmy Garoppolo got broken. And now here, at the back end of Jimmy Garoppolo, after he helped take the team to a Super Bowl with Kyle Shanahan's offense, which was pretty much run heavy, Jimmy Garoppolo's at the end of the road. And Kyle Shanahan is not afraid to do it with a new quarterback. Someone who's a dual threat. That's Trey Lance. Kyle Shanahan, he was very honest about Jimmy G and Trey Lance. Listen.
We're in a situation where when you bring in a starting quarterback, I mean, when you bring in a rookie quarterback, to me, it's always better, especially on the team that you have. If you got a veteran starter there already who you like and you're comfortable winning with, that's usually the direction you want to go and not throw someone else out into the fire until they're fully ready. And that's the situation we're at. You know, you look at free agency, if it goes the other way around and you do things differently, maybe. But right now, and Jimmy, it's going to be hard to find a quarterback that gives us a better chance to win than Jimmy right now, especially even a rookie in the draft. So that's what you look into. Now, if someone wanted something for that and it can make your team better in a lot of other ways, you listen to that, but also depends on how good you feel about that rookie. And we're not there yet right now. And odds are we probably won't be. That's why we're happy that we don't have to be that way. We got a guy in here who we know we can win with, a guy that our players love, that we love. We're excited to have him this year, and we're excited to have a hell of a quarterback right behind him, learning from when the time's his.
That was last year. Jimmy Garoppolo is on the trade block right now. Jimmy Garoppolo was hurt at the end of the season. Again, Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be looking for a new job, and Trey Lance is going to take over. And Kyle Shanahan has not been shy in letting folks know, yeah, Jimmy ain't the guy anymore. He's gone. Kyle Shanahan, especially for what he can do with an offense to generate points and his schemes, I got Kyle Shanahan, although not a Super Bowl ring on his hand. He has to look for his dad for that. I think he's one of the best coaches in the NFL. I got him at number six. Let's move on to this.
Number five.
Well, speaking of championships, this man has three of them as a player. This man was whooping ass for Bill Belichick. And now he's watching someone like Derrick Henry go out there and whoop ass. And meanwhile, he has to live with Tannehill as his quarterback for right now. I got Mike Vrabel at number five. A three-time Super Bowl champion with the New England Patriots. And with the Tennessee Titans, this man's record is 41-24. He is a football genius. Mike Vrabel understands the rules. He understands manipulation of the clock. There have been multiple times where Mike Vrabel has intentionally taken penalties to put time on the clock, to stop the clock, and to ultimately give his chance or his team another chance at getting the ball back to win. That's just not understanding the clock. That is knowing how to use it. Mike Vrabel, in these instances, has been an absolute genius. And someone who would agree? How about Tom Brady? Yeah, I think you know his accolades already. Tom Brady showed so much love to Mike Vrabel during last season.
I think he's toned down a little bit in his old age. He's not as rambunctious as he used to be. He's much chattery when, as a player. So he complained a lot when I didn't throw him the ball, like a typical diva receiver. And, you know, he's, I think, mellowed out as a coach a little bit. But he's doing a great job. He's a great coach. Obviously, he was a great player. So he kind of coaches the way that he would have played, you know, try to be smart, you know, really make them beat you. And, you know, they've always done a good job of that.
Oh, smart as hell. Yeah, it'd be nice if he had a better talent at quarterback, but that's besides the point. Mike Vrabel is getting the most and has gotten the most out of what he's gotten. He started with the Tennessee Titans in 2018. I got Mike Vrabel at number five. Let's move on.
Number four.
Top six NFL coaches in the league right now. This man had to take a beating before he won a championship. This man had to get beat up in one of the most toughest markets to play in before he ultimately found success with the Kansas City Chiefs. This man, his name is Andy Reid. Picking up that title with Patrick Mahomes 2 years ago. Or not even, yeah, I guess it is 2 seasons at this point. Damn. It put him into a spot where there's no ands, ifs, or buts about it. Andy Reid is going into the Hall of Fame. And it's well deserved. I mean, how many instances of almost, but almost doesn't count, did he have with the Philadelphia Eagles? 14 years. He's now coached for 23 overall, 9 with Kansas City. And now he has to prove it again. He's lost talent. He still has a generational quarterback. But Andy Reid is finally getting the respect, because there's a difference between Donovan McNabb throwing to Terrell Owens, a Hall of Famer in his own right, absolutely, and Patrick Mahomes throwing to Kelce, throwing to Hill. And a matter of fact, Terrell Owens, who we've had join us here on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show, T.O., was on a Rich Eisen show a few years ago. And man, he was showing a lot of love to Andy Reid.
I was able to really, really flourish as a receiver.
Okay.
Especially when I went over to the Eagles, Andy Reid allowed me to really, really kind of spread my wings a little bit. I know I'm on a good level. It really, okay. I mean, I know our relationship was good. I mean, he was in a difficult situation with management and the hierarchy. So, okay. I mean, he's a great coach. I mean, when I went there, obviously he saw something in me, obviously playing against me, but
sure.
Just my addition to what they already had, and we ended up going to the Super Bowl. So everybody's always asked me who's my favorite coach that I've ever played with, and it's been him, and it's because of his football knowledge. I know a lot of people speak of Bill Belichick, but, you know, Andy Reid is one of the smartest football minds out there.
No, I'm going to take Terrell Owens' word for it on that one. That's a Hall of Famer in his own right. I ain't going to argue with that. Andy Reid, thinking about head coaches for this season, I got him at number four. On a countdown, what comes after four?
Number three.
Oh, this man is so easy to root for. This man is so easy to root for, and he doesn't even know what failure looks like if I have to at least consider record year after year after year, because he has never had a losing season. His name is Mike Tomlin. Just signed an extension a couple of seasons ago. We'll take him through the end of the 2024 season. He's only the third Steelers coach since 1969. We know about Chuck Knoll. We know about Coach Chin Cower. And Mike Tomlin also happens to be the winningest black coach ever. And you can just watch and learn and see that he's appreciated. You can watch and see that he actually connects with his players and that they want to go all out for him. And it's not just because he's a black coach. Because he can get the most out of his players, and he actually takes time to relate to them. He was just on the Pivot podcast. And let me tell you about this. I loved what he said, because it's not just something that's applicable to coaches. We got a lot of people who complain about their job. They don't want to go the extra mile. They don't want to work with people. Listen to Mike Tomlin on the Pivot talking about why he coaches. And I think you have a very good idea as to why he's one of the best in the game, one of the best in the league. And forget coaches. He's someone I'd say is inspirational in his own right.
What inspires me as a coach, really, to be blunt, my failures as a player, I could never live with. I wanted to be a great player, man, and I wasn't. And I never got over that. And I take that same energy into coaching. Seriously. I think that's why we all coach, man. We don't want to admit it. But that's, we coach because we cannot play. We could never play, or we could no longer play, or we couldn't play to our vision.
And even extended past that, Mike Tomlin just talked about coaches being teachers, coaches not being complacent. As much as you want to go ahead and teach your players and try to grow with your players, Mike Tomlin says you can't run away from trying to help elevate them instead of looking at them as finished products who can't get the job done. Mike Tomlin, he is one of the best coaches in the NFL. And certainly, especially with the Steelers start last year, I spent some time in Pittsburgh. You know, quite a few Steeler fans who wanted him to help on out of town. Let me put it to you this way. You don't know what you got till it's gone. And even though the Steelers are in a rebuilding situation, if you have to look at the quarterback position, there is no Ben Roethlisberger. I couldn't think of a better person to get the most out of the team and his players than Mike Tomlin. That's why I have him at number three. Let's move on down the list.
Number two.
If I have to take a look at a head coach that I absolutely love, if I have to look at a coach that I would want coaching my team in 2022, at number two, I got Bill Belichick. Yeah. I got Bill Belichick at number two. What do you want to do? You want to fight me now? You want to fight me in the octagon? You want to fight me in a ring? Bill Belichick, and I've seen this man be a miracle worker. Yeah, I'm talking about the COVID year with Cam Newton. No reason that they should go 7-9. But I'm talking about this upcoming season. There's some questionable decisions, and we have to see how they play out. Who's leading Mac Jones? Who's calling the plays? But if I have to think about the totality of his career, yeah, sure. Bill Belichick, there's no doubt about it. I defended this man last night. He's one of the greatest head coaches of all time in any sport. He's one of the best executives all time in any sport, regardless of whether or not you want to bestow him with an official official title. Two Super Bowl championships as the defensive coordinator with the New York Giants. He picked up another six championships with the New England Patriots. And yes, at 70 years old, Bill Belichick is not done. One of the greatest coaches ever, without a shadow of a doubt. Even Cam Newton, in that crap year, one of the worst years to sit down and watch the Patriots. Cam Newton, he was on the I Am Athlete podcast. He was talking to Fred Taylor. He was talking to Brandon Marshall. And he said Belichick is misunderstood.
I think Bill Belichick is the most misunderstood person in all of
sports. 100%. 1,000%.
He dope as
Yeah.
He dope, like, he is a cool dude. He understands the game. He's like an historian of the game.
Yeah.
And for you to just sit down and chat with him, like, it's like, damn, like, he's going back and he's got film, like, literally teaching the game.
Most people outside looking in, like, I feel like I had the, I feel like I had the Patriot way when Josh McDaniels came to Denver. You guys played in New England. And a lot of people outside is like, man, Bill's kind of cold. So when he gave you that access, open door?
Bill not cold,
bro. He's not. Cold at all. Like, Josh isn't either. Like, nobody's on that team has this aura where you do not want to be around them. It's everything is geared to win. And if you're not built for that, that's not the place for
you.
That's
on you.
And I say this, that's not the place where you want to lose either.
And I think that is an environment conducive to winning. Let's see what Bill Belichick can continue to do here moving into year number two with Mac Jones. Let's also see who's going to call those plays. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We will take a break. And when we come back, it's simple. I'm going to tell you the individual who I find to be the best coach in the NFL right now. Not the best all time, not the best ever. But for right now, number one on the other side of the break, it's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, it should be called the Genius Sports Brief Show.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Not really. But as I give you this new top six list, about to tell you number one. Yeah, tonight we've been talking about the best coaches. The top coaches, let me correct myself, the top six coaches in the NFL for this upcoming season. Not the greatest coach of all time, not the most accomplished coach, just the best. If I had to take a look at or think about who I would want coaching my team, who would it be? Let me go ahead and give you a recap before I give you numero uno. At number six, I gave you Kyle Shanahan. Yes, Mike Shanahan's son. I'm sure Kyle loves to hear that. I think he's one of the most innovative coaches when it comes to the NFL, especially in the offensive side of the ball. I think he's malleable. I think he's able to take the talent that he's working with and get the most out of him. And we know he favors a run-heavy game, but he'll certainly take a passer. It's going to be interesting to see what this transition looks like. Because he's saying, hey, no, I don't want Jimmy Garoppolo. We brought him in. He helped me out. He got hurt. He helped take us to a Super Bowl. He's hurt again. No, thank you. Give me Trey Lance. Kyle Shanahan is putting a lot on Lance. Let's see what he does. At number five, top six NFL head coaches, I had to take a look at Mike Vrabel. someone who won three championships with the New England Patriots, but at the same time, he has shown to be a master manipulator when it comes to decisions. Whether it's manipulating the clock to give himself additional time so he can go out there and actually put his team back on the field to score and win a game. Mike Vrabel, his brain is on another level. And number four, it's taken a long time for Andy Reid to get his just due. This man has had success all the way from Donovan McNabb, and then he found the ultimate success with Patrick Mahomes. Yeah, Super Bowls and NFC championships don't count. It's not enough when you actually win a Super Bowl. And number three, I gave you someone who I think is just one of the best speakers, one of the best connectors, one of the best communicators, just across the board in professional sports. I think his skill set just extends past sports, and that's Mike Tomlin, someone who has yet to have a losing season with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Don't take him for granted. Ben Roethlisberger is gone. Let's see how he can continue to hopefully build with, I don't know, Kenny Pickett? Let's see. I don't think Trubisky's in there for the long term. And number two, maybe a shock to some, I got Bill Belichick at number two. Because this isn't a lifetime achievement award. I'm not handing out roses for what Bill Belichick has done a million years ago. But I'm thinking about the top coaches right now going into this season. And sure, you don't lose anything by putting Bill Belichick at number one. Not at all. And we know his accomplishments. Eight, count them, eight Super Bowl championships that he contributed to. Six as a head coach, creating a system over the past 20-plus years where the Patriots could have all this success. Well, now he got Mac Jones. Now he's bringing in Patricia, and now he's bringing in Judge. And good luck. He's one of the all-time greats. But would he be my first choice to be a coach for this upcoming season? Well, he wouldn't be a bad consolation. It's a tough decision to make. But that's going to move me to this number right here. Who is the top head coach in the NFL right now? What number is it?
Number one.
He just won the damn Super Bowl. One of the greatest defensive players that we have ever seen says, as long as he's here, I'm here. It's Sean McVay. Sean McVay is basically a wunderkind. He's a wonder kid. He's a prodigy. At this point of his life, he's 36 years old. He got the job as a baby at 30 years old. He has a regular season record of 55-26. Despite going to the Super Bowl and losing, he has a postseason record of 7-3. This man, I know it sounds crazy to think, he took Jared Goff to the Super Bowl. Where's Jared Goff now? And quarterback Siberia. And we know he ain't the long-term answer for the Lions, and hopefully the Lions dig out. But Sean McVay's a freak. He was with Washington at the same time that Shanahan was there as well. And that entire situation from the Shanahan coaching tree, whether he's consulting or coaching, is just extensive. And so here you have Sean McVay. He basically outcoached himself against Belichick and the Patriots. He said he just thought too damn hard about things. And this past season, no mistake this time. None at all in beating the Bengals. Nope, not a problem at all. And so Sean McVay, he was even considered to go and broadcast on TV. But he's back with a new contract. And so here he is. If you want to know what type of freak this guy is, you probably heard this before. Sean McVay was on Real Sports on HBO. He was talking to Bryant Gumbel, and he was asked about plays. He was asked about things that took place, I don't know, when he was 3 years old. I'm exaggerating. He was asked about the minutia of plays that he called in the past. And in a freakish way, Sean McVay could recite it just wildly. Take a listen.
Is it true what I read that you have a photographic memory where plays are concerned?
I think that probably a more accurate thing is I just don't have any balance. So all I really have, you know, the only room I have in my brain
no,
is.
No, seriously.
Is
I mean, do
plays.
You really remember?
I remember plays, but it's something that, you know, you're constantly going through it.
Well, let's see. last year, week 16, you're playing the Titans.
Yep.
You got the ball second 11 at your own 20. 4:24 left in the second quarter.
4:24 left in the second quarter?
Yeah.
Second and 11, I could probably say when we were going in, we were flipped the field. That was when we hit Gurley on the 80-yard screen after we had on the first play, we went negative one. And then the series before that, we had a, you know, they recovered a fumble for a touchdown when our guard went the wrong way.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
80-yard touchdown pass. How about when you came to New York? You're playing the Giants in week 9.
Yep.
2:40 remaining in the second quarter. Giants got the ball third and 10 at the 14-yard line. Remember what happened?
Giants had the ball?
Yeah.
2:40 left in the second quarter. Tremaine Johnson had an interception.
Bingo.
Get a life. I mean, well, damn, get a life. This is why this man is, I'd say, as much as I love Bill Belichick as a coach, for this upcoming season, I'd put Sean McVay at number one on the list. This is just it. And we have other great coaches. Damn it. We have a coach who won a Super Bowl. We got John Harbaugh. I can think about other coaches. We got a Sean McDermott. And it's tough to boil it down to just six. But I just gave you a list of coaches that I would absolutely love to have moving into the year 2022. And to top that list off, yeah, it ain't Belichick. It's Sean McVay. The phone lines are open. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I gave you a top six list. NFL coaches for this upcoming season. What coach would you love to have for your team? I'm going to take your calls on the other side.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
God bless you, JR. I'm a huge follower, supporter, and listener of your show. Been admiring you for years. I follow you on Twitter. It's an honor to be able to talk to you, man.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief. Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
And you can follow me on Twitter. You can follow me on Instagram. You can follow me on Facebook at JR Sport Brief. Yeah, what a shock. That's my name, at JR Sport Brief, everywhere. Tonight, as I do, I brought you a new top six list talking about the best coaches in the NFL right now. Who are the top coaches in the league this minute? If you missed the full explanation, you can always hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Let me refresh your memory quickly. If you missed the explanations, Odyssey app. Here, number six, I gave you Kyle Shanahan. And number five, I gave you Mike Vrabel. And number four, I gave you Andy Reid. And number three, top coaches in the NFL right now, Mike Tomlin. And number two, Bill Belichick. And at number one, Sean McVay. Yeah. The prodigy, the guy who got a head coaching job at 30 years old, has gone to two Super Bowls, was just outsmarted by Belichick in one, and in this past season, he picks it up. He's a football freak. This man has problems. He has issues. And he's sticking around with a contract extension. And I can only fit so many coaches in a top six list. There's some notable names who I have left off that I'm sure people will take issue with, and that is perfectly fine. The phone lines are open to you right now. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Rich is calling from Chicago. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Good evening, JR. This is a great, tough topic. I'm kind of right with you. I don't know why six was picked, because it's, I guess you got to pick a number, but a couple of guys I want to bring up that I think could have been pushed on that list or pretty close, but I've got pretty much the same ones that you have, but a little bit different order. But the two guys that I think should be considered, and one of them might surprise you, but you did bring up Harbaugh. I think you got to include him. I had him kind of like tied for six in terms of my short list. I don't know who you knock out because you're right. The guys you mentioned are all very good. But kind of the dark horse, because he's kind of a new guy on the block. But I was lobbying hard for the Bears to get him instead of him going to New York. And we didn't get the guy that we wanted. But anyway, Brian Daboll, I would throw his name out there. It was not only what he did with the Bills, but what I think he can do for the Giants. I think he could have made a bigger mark had he come to Chicago. But,
I think it's important to see what he does first. I mean, and thank you so much for calling from Illinois, but can we see him coach a game first? I'd love to see him. We spoke to Jesse Armstead here last Friday. We had Jesse Armstead, Giants linebacker, Giants legend. He joined us on the show. And he talked about Daboll and Shane, the new general manager, and the changes. Would I like to have Brian Daboll as a head coach? Yeah, if I was hiring a new one, a rookie. I don't know what the hell he's going to do. I don't have a damn clue. Marcus calling from Cali. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, JR, I'm a Giants fan, and I'm not even as hyped up for Daboll yet. I want to see what he can do with the Giants first before I'm, like, crowning him. So remember, McAdoo went 11-5 his first year. You know what I mean? And so, you know how that turned out. But you're sold on Belichick. I can't believe you have him three. What about Matt LaFleur?
Bill Belichick was number two.
Matt LaFleur is better. Matt LaFleur should be a lot higher on your list. Belichick isn't even in the top five of coaches in the NFL. All time, maybe. Right now, not even close. He's not even on the list. Shanahan, either. What about Pete Carroll, 154 wins? What about him? Had one losing season in 10 years. What about him?
Let me ask you a question.
Go down that road.
By talking fast and raising your voice, is that supposed to put emphasis on your point?
No, I'm just saying, like, I can't believe Belichick is third.
Well, yeah, sure. Well, he wasn't third. I'll say it again. Obviously, you have an issue listening. Bill Belichick was number two on my list. And right. I want you to say it again. Bill Belichick is not a what? What did you say he's not?
He's not a top five head coach in the National Football League right now. Okay. Absolutely not.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Mark. Do you have a reason? You have anything you want to add to humor us? What do you have to say here?
I mean, listen, I have McVay as number one, obviously.
No, I didn't ask you that. I didn't ask you that.
Oh, why Bill Belichick? Okay, well, 2021, his season that he had, was a little bit of a mystery. No one was expecting, you know, Mac Jones to come out and kind of play a lot better than what people expected. But to say that he's top five in the NFL right now, when Matt LaFleur over the last 3 years...
I'm not asking you about anyone else. If you have to zero in on Bill Belichick, just tell everybody, tell the entire country... Tell North America, please tell us all, why Bill Belichick isn't a top five head coach in the NFL right now.
Because there are better head coaches currently available that have been doing it. I mean, Bill Belichick is great. He's been doing it for a while.
No, Mark. You
the
keep,
young guys
you,
are a lot
no,
better.
Mark, didn't I just say to you, raising your voice or talking fast is not going to emphasize your point? I'm going to ask one time. And I still haven't got my answer. I'm not going to ask again. If you don't have one, it's fine. Without telling me about other great coaches, what has Bill Belichick done or not done that you would say he's not a top five coach?
His play calling is terrible.
Well, thank you, Mark, for calling from California. That was nice. Alan is calling from Toronto. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yes, I have Matt LaFleur as a number one. Look at his three consecutive 13-win seasons. and Aaron Rodgers, a two-time MVP, and he has a very versatile running attack. And 39-10 in the regular season, a stunning 796 winning percentage. And it's just too bad that the postseason is one and done. Otherwise, if it was a best of five or even a best of seven, naturally he's going to win. They're going to win the next three games, as far as I'm concerned. And he has great experience. He was a quarterback coach for Washington and Atlanta, and an offensive coordinator for Los Angeles and Tennessee. And the momentum is with Matt LaFleur.
He's done an amazing job. And thank you, Alan, for calling from Toronto. He's done an amazing job given the circumstances. Coming on, well, I guess following McCarthy, is you can't do too much worse now, can you? But you think about the pressure. Absolutely. LaFleur has had to deal with and build a relationship with Aaron Rodgers. Forget being on a top six coaches list. LaFleur should just get a prize for patience. He should get a prize for peace. This man should get a drink. After every game, he should get one, having to deal with Aaron Rodgers. And so, yes, absolutely, the 13-3 records and 13-4, and let's just get 13 wins every year. It's absolutely amazing. And so, yeah, credit is due. Yeah, I didn't go ahead and have LaFleur here on this list because I have no idea what he would or would not do without Aaron Rodgers. For me, the sample size is not large enough, but he's done an excellent job given the circumstances of which he's had to work. The environment which he joined with Aaron Rodgers coming off of McCarthy, and then their success. But it's just not a big enough sample size, especially knowing that he has coached and arrived with one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. Now we got to see what they can do if and when they go back to the postseason, which would be a massive disappointment if they didn't do so. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. You know how to reach me. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We're talking about the top coaches in the NFL right now. If you had to choose one coach, who would it be? I got Sean McVay at number one. And I love Bill Belichick. I'm going to take more of your calls on the other side. The JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
Now you can enjoy MLB Play, the one app with all your favorite free MLB games. Enjoy Beat the Streak, Quick Pick, and more. Enjoy competing against friends. Enjoy unlocking exclusive rewards. Plus, your chance to win $5.6 million. Download MLB Play. Enjoy the app. Enjoy the show. MLB Play. No purchase necessary. Must be 21 or older to enter Beat the Streak, which ends at the conclusion of the MLB regular season or when the grand prize is won. Restrictions apply. See MLB.com/play for official rules.
I'm Mandy Bell.
And I'm Sarah Langs.
We're reporters for MLB.com, and our new podcast, Fielding Questions, will explain why baseball players are so superstitious, what separates the best ballparks from the rest, and all those other things you always wanted to know about baseball. You know, the greatest sport in the world.
You can subscribe now on Apple, Spotify, Odyssey, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Forget front row seats. We're taking you into the action on the field and in the dugout with Season 2 of Play Loud. Follow some of the league's biggest stars as we mic them up and get the cameras rolling during some of the hottest matchups of the season. Catch real-time reactions from Juan Soto and Francisco Lindor in the field and catch all the hilarious conversations between players off the field with unprecedented access. Watch episodes of Play Loud at youtube.com/MLB. Play Loud brings you baseball like you've never seen before.